Yeah.
I can.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so glad to be here with you today. I have a very special guest, Chris Wilson. He's going to be talking about being authentic to yourself, comfortable in uncomfortable situations, and making mistakes. Chris was born to two working class parents who believed in hard work and the value of a dollar. His father went on to become one of the first African-American supervisors at AT&T, while his mother marched alongside social justice movements for better wages, healthcare, and working conditions. Chris is currently a district director to the California State Legislature, a proud Rotarian, country appointee, a city planning commissioner, and a neighborhood president and community activist. Welcome to the show, Chris. Wow, you do so many things, I can barely get through the list.
Thank you, Marty, for having me. I want to apologize also for the mix-up earlier.
Oh, not a problem. Very good. So tell us, there's a little bit of noise in the background, just so you know, but tell us the story of how you came to do this. I mean, you're very passionate with what you do.
So I came to do this back in 2015 is when I actually started having the passion, but it actually started back in 2005 where I really wanted to help people out. My passion was to assist people, serve people in the best of my ability. And I wanted to do that through politics and government. And so I did that for a number of years leading up until now. And it's just been such a blessing to be able to do that. And about two years ago or so, I started taking it in a different direction. I wanted to be influential and positive and passionate about the youth. And that's what kind of drives me, is the youth, and just been, you know, trying to get more involved in public speaking and motivational speaking and encouragement, and just being able to inspire people. Just, you know, like I said, you know, one story at a time.
Right. I love it, because I know that you're driven to tell the story because it encourages people. And I love that your focus is for the youth, because the youth is our future. You know,
yes.
None of us can live forever, and the future is our youth. So I love that you have that focus. Tell us a little bit about what role authenticity plays in all of this for you.
It really plays a big role because I always saw it as, if you really want to achieve something great, you got to be true to yourself, right? And
yep.
It was something I had to learn early on about being authentic to yourself. You know, I wasn't really true to myself when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to be somebody. I wanted to be somebody I wasn't. You know, just for attention, just for, mm-hmm. you know, I had low self-esteem, no confidence. And, you know, I told myself since then, everything that I did that I will continue to do, I will be true to myself and just be authentic, because that's if we're not authentic to ourselves, who are we, you know? So, I'm sure that you kind of, you know, have had that feeling at some part, you know, in our lives.
Yeah.
Where we have to be real. We have,
yes,
to be real.
Absolutely. You were fortunate that you discovered it at a really young age. It took me a lot longer to discover that. I got lost in so many roles. You know, I got married young, so I was, and then I had kids right away, so I was a wife, I was a mother, I did,
wow,
Sunday school, I did PTA, I did everything, and didn't even know who I was. So
sure.
You have come to this early, and you're teaching. You know, in high school, everybody wants to be popular. Everybody wants to be accepted. You know, we all want to be loved and accepted. That's the bottom line. And so too many of us are willing to become someone we're not, but we're not comfortable in that
true.
Role.
That's very true.
You know, we're not happy. So I love that you're bringing that forth. So I know that you're passionate about encouraging and motivating young leaders. How do you go about this? What is your best tool for motivation?
You know, I think what, and that's a very good question. I think that we all have our story. You know, we all have our upbringing, and that's something I wanted just to be able to just do. You know, I've been working in government for the last 12 years, and it's been great. It's been very rewarding. I learned a lot about myself and my professional development. But like the last 2 years, I wanted to take a certain spin where I'm serving people in a different way. And for me, it's been just sharing my story. We all have a story. We all have things that make us unique. And for me, it was, you know, I was bullied when I was young. I had low self-esteem when I was young, you know, so I had to find myself in those certain circumstances that were very, very difficult and challenging. But, you know, I'm proud that I went through them so that I'm able to come out the other side, a stronger person. And for me, it's, you know, it's really about just sharing your story and being comfortable in those uncomfortable positions. Because once you're able to do that, then there's no willing what you could conquer, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, being bullied is very common, and kids can be very mean, you know, even in grammar school, middle school, going on to high school. And even for adults, there's bullying that goes on with adults as well. What can you tell a young person to encourage them if they're being bullied right now, or even an adult that's being bullied?
Yeah, you know, you have to really just understand that you are a person and that you have feelings, and you need to stand up to that bully. I mean, that's just what it comes down to. You have to stand up for not only to them, but for yourself. And I think that sometimes missed in the process is, you know, when we are bullies senses something that is not strong within us, whether it's our confidence, whether it's our self-esteem, but it's also not the fault of the bully. You know, in my experience, when I was bullied, I didn't blame it on my bully. I blamed it on, you know, that this was bigger than Randy, which was his name. This, you know, for him to want to bully me was bigger than him. It stemmed from other things that were wrong with him that caused him to bully. Right. So it's not always the person that's bullying. It's their fault. It's because they're bullied because they're trying to fill a void in their life. And sometimes for them, that means taking advantage of somebody else to make them feel good.
Right. And you hit on something, Chris, that hardly anybody ever talks about when they talk about bullies. You had something in you that caused you to be vulnerable enough to allow being bullied. And that's the whole crux of it, in my opinion. If my self-esteem is intact, and if I know who I am, and if I stand really strong in knowing who I am, no one's going to bully me, because they're not going to.
Exactly.
You know, they're, and it's beyond them, like you say. They're not going to be able to sense that weakness. And because I was bullied, I didn't even realize until just recently that I was bullied in grammar school and middle school. And it's funny that after all these years, I never put the label bullied on it, but it was. But it's because you we have that little sense, and it doesn't have to be huge, of we're not good enough. But once mm-hmm. we know who we are, once we can stand in our authentic self, and we're so strong in that, the bullies won't even see us. It's like, you know, we're invisible to them. So that's a fantastic message. I love that you've brought that forth. No one's ever brought that forth before.
Yeah.
So,
and it's really just to just tout that message, and not a lot of people are. I mean, I know I was never comfortable in expressing myself. Mm-hmm. I was never comfortable in being who I am. You know, I had this thing where I wanted to be somebody else who I wasn't simply because of the attention I received. And
right.
it's you know, I always say that, you know, you could fool people, but you can't fool yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you know who you truly are. You know, you may be able to fool some people, but you know, not yourself.
That's right. You may think you fool yourself, but you never do. And that's why you don't feel good about yourself, and you don't feel happy. I didn't feel happy. You can't be fully happy if you're not who you were born to be. I mean, we were brought here on this earth to be someone, and that being that we are is of huge assistance to the world. Like you say, you want to be a servant to others. And if we're not being who we are, we're not being that servant either that we were born here to be. So there's so many things that happen when we can't stand, you know, in who we are, and that self-assurance of who we are and how beautifully we were made. Very nice.
Sure.
So we already have a call on the line. Should we pause and take that? Is that okay with you?
Sure. Yeah.
Hold on a second. Let's see who we got here.
Hello.
Hi, you're on Dave's Radio. Who are we speaking
Alrighty.
To?
This is Craig.
Hey, Craig. Did you want to ask a question of Chris?
Well, Chris, I really appreciate you sharing what you're sharing. It really is something that's important. I feel it's important. So, yeah, obviously. And it reminds me. You know, I'm just reminded of stuff. I listen to what people say all the time, and I just get this. Information, if you will, that is not bad stuff. It's all really, really quite wonderful stuff, you know. And I feel like part of me wants to share what I see, you know. And maybe a lot of people may not understand what I'm talking about because they weren't paying attention, perhaps, where I was, and I was reflecting. That's what I'm saying to people. I'm saying I'm reflecting what the gentleman was projecting. And so we're talking about relationships, right?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're talking about the experience that we have in our relationships with other people, and what it means to have the freedom and the liberty from all the stuff that would have prevented you from being who you are right now. And when all that stuff is eliminated, it gives you this freedom to move around, you know, and do these things that are important, which may seem insignificant to us at some times, but what we look at that might be just nothing, really, it's no big deal kind of thing. Well, God looks at it like it's a big deal. So we need to be careful not to do that, you know, not to say that what God has given to us, which is himself, is not a good thing, because as I recall, God sent out those two spies to spy out the land that he was given to the Israelites. And it was a good thing, obviously. But when the spies came back with a negative report and they spread it to all the Israelites, when they woke up the next day, they were complaining and stuff against Aaron and Moses. Now, Aaron and Moses were two leaders.
Yeah,
they were brothers.
Craig, did you have a specific question for Chris? Because I need to go on with his interview.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. So anyway,
no, that's okay.
So anyways, I kind of was going off into another direction. I tend to do that. That's just something I do. I don't know why I just do that.
No worries.
Yeah, it must be something. I have a flaw or something. But So, but yeah, I just wanted to say that about love and stuff, and people that are on a lower level, like we're trying to reach the people that are on a difficult situation they're going through on a lower level, and you want to take them to a higher level so they can handle and deal with that difficulty that they were dealing with down here, but do it up here. Because mm-hmm. love loves you if you're down here or if you're up here, right? Why would you stay down there when love is going to build you up to up here where you get to enjoy the benefits of what love does, which you could never do. But love did it, so you're not going to, like, give credit to anything else but him because he loves you, and that's what you're sharing. So there's no misunderstanding there. It's just like, thank you. You know, it's like, I appreciate you guys sharing what you share. I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks so much. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Craig.
Have a great day.
And, Craig kind of reminds me of, which I tend to really talk about a lot, is, are we existing or are we living?
Mm.
And, sometimes when we're just existing, we're just going around the status quo, when we're just, waking up by accident, not with a purpose. And I think Craig just kind of reminded me of, we have to really appreciate ourselves and appreciate our lives and appreciate who we are, because, we can't be our best for somebody else in our lives, our partner, whomever, if we're not our level best ourselves.
Yeah.
I really appreciate him saying that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because we can't give from something, from a vessel that's empty. You can't get water out of a bottle that's empty. And it took me a long time to realize that I had to, have the self-care. I had to take care of myself before I could take care of others. So that's a fabulous point, Chris. Thanks so much. Well, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if anybody else wants to call in and ask a question, the number is 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Want more out of life? Frustrated, wondering why you feel empty? Marriage lacking connection? Burned out, struggling with depression, anxiety, alcohol, drugs? I've had high levels of success and paid the price, so you don't have to. Go to www.jonathanmather.com to get my free guide to being your best self in times of uncertainty, or call 323-248-0350 for a free consultation.
Inspiring new author Lisa Borges shares her story in her debut book. Pick up a copy of Life in the Fat Lane and read intimate details of her personal struggles and triumphs. With raw emotion, honesty, and even a little humor, she tells stories of things we all think but nobody wants to talk about. Pick up your copy of Life in the Fat Lane today, available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or email storiesbylisab@yahoo.com for more information.
Have we been lied to by the church? This question and more are answered in Scandal in the Shadows, where you will discover something unbelievably incredible has been happening in the Catholic Church, although most of the laity have never even heard about it. As the history of our church comes out, the lies of deception will finally end. Get your copy of Scandal in the Shadows at yourradicaltruth.com. That's yourradicaltruth.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you deserve? Has life handed you lemons? Do you feel sour and stuck? Stop living in the past. In Susan Wheeler's new book, The Lemonade Diet, she will show you how to let things go, embrace the new normal, and create a winning mindset. Go to SusanVWheeler.com or Amazon for your copy today. Learn more about Susan at SusanVWheeler.com.
We're back on Digitally Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Chris Wilson, talking about being authentic to yourself and comfortable in uncomfortable situations and making mistakes. So, Chris, let's talk a little bit about what your main message is that you want to bring to the public.
My main message is, of course, being authentic. I'll tell you a quick story that led me to really appreciate who I was. I loved this British singer in high school during my sophomore year of high school, Craig David. He was like an amazing singer to me. I don't know if you remember him, but he was a British pop singer, and he had his facial hair really clean. He had a tee and you know, in high school I didn't really have that much facial hair. I just had a peach fuzz. Anyways, so one day I was told by one of my best friends, Mark, that he said, "Chris, you know, you look a little bit like Craig David." And I said, "No, really, you know, stop playing." He's like, "No, really, I see a little bit of resemblance." And so as soon as he said that, I took that and I just ran with it. I was so excited that I was able to look like somebody. And I thought, what type of attention would I get if I resembled him even more? Mm-hmm. So what I did that night is I went home, I got my mom's mascara, my mom's black mascara, and I literally drew on sideburns and a goatee, and to make myself look like Craig David as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And so I did that, and I went home. I went to school the next day, and you know I had, you know, in my eyes, I was someone that would draw attention from other girls, make other friends, and I was able to do that. And I think for a couple of weeks, I woke up in the morning extra early to be able to put that makeup on my face.
Wow.
And I was very confident and positive to do that. And then, you know, at one day I just thought to myself, you know, this is a lot of work. I'm doing this, but what is the reason why I'm doing this? I'm doing this because I'm trying to fool people into liking me, into drawing attention, but I'm not happy with myself. You know, and I'm not satisfied with, you know, that God created me in His own image. And that was kind of a reality check for me. So that's why I really tout, you know, love yourself, you know, be real with yourself and you know, just be authentic in everything that you do, because that's how you start to gain credibility, and that's how people really start to like you, because you're your own self, and you're not trying to be somebody else that you're not.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. It took a lot of courage to tell a story like that, Chris. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Now you know how girls feel before they get ready to go anywhere. Women.
Yeah, and the funny thing is I was so ecstatic every time I put that makeup on. I was going to school and I don't know what I was thinking, but I just wanted this to be liked. I think that's just what it came down to. And a lot of people, I think, day and age, may or may not feel that way at some point in their lives. You know, and I think with social media, it mm-hmm. doesn't make it any easier, because you could really be somebody, you could live a lie on social
yeah.
media. But if you're not, you know, being real with yourself and true to yourself and what you're doing or what you're trying to accomplish, then you're just, you know, that's how depression, that's how anxiety gets the best of you.
Yes, I agree. Very few people will talk about that, that depression is anger turned towards us. Anger turned toward yourself inward is depression. And it's because
yep.
we are not allowing ourselves, or someone else is not allowing ourselves to are us to be who we are.
Yep.
I love everything that you're bringing forth, because you're right. The way to truly, truly be happy and have joy in your life, that inner joy, is to be who you are, who you were made to be, and shine in the world as that person. And not everybody's going to like you, believe me. And
that's okay.
Don't like you anymore, and that's hard. But
yeah.
you also draw to you people who now you're in congruence with, when you're who you are. That's been my experience. Yeah.
Yep.
So is there anything specific you'd like to say to encourage people during this pandemic time that we're in?
I'm really a firm believer that every crisis presents an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that as horrific as this year has been for a lot of people, a lot of friends of mine have lost loved ones due to COVID-19. Mm-hmm. But we also have to look at this as an opportunity. And what I mean by that is to be able to do the things that you always told yourself, I don't have time for.
Right.
Now is the time to do it. Now is the time to enroll in that class that you always wanted to enroll in, develop that hobby, start that business, shift your thinking to a new way that it benefits yourself. And I really think that, we've all been social distancing, doing the things that we're supposed to be doing to be able to keep us safe. But we have to, at some point be able to live our lives and do the things that we've always wanted to do. And what better way than if we're at home and we're, practicing social distancing and everything else, than to be able to do those types of things, enroll in that class, develop that hobby, that mm-hmm. new skill, start that small business. So for me, what I've done is I've been writing a lot more poetry. I've been journaling a lot more. I've been doing the things that I'm able to put my thoughts and my feelings on paper, and then I'm able to look at them and reflect and to think, oh, wow, I thought about this on that day. But there's a lot of things that we can do, a lot of things that we can do that always improves us.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what it's about.
Very good. That's very encouraging, Chris. Thanks for that. And if you want to get a hold of Chris, his website is wilsonforthefuture.com. So wilsonforthefuture.com. And you want to get a hold of him, just go there. You can connect with him. And Chris is also on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just click on the radio show page, and he's there with his picture, a link to this interview, and a link to his website. And speaking of this interview, there will be a replay of it right after the show. So spread this. He's got so many good things to say. Spread this to your friends and your relatives and anybody who would like to hear this. So, Chris, is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener, something that's deeply on your heart today?
One thing I would leave with your listeners is really, really just to love yourself. We are all made in God's own image. We are all made in unique areas to be able to have unique skills. We have to embrace that, brace ourselves. Know that tomorrow's always going to be a better day. We always have the opportunity to do better and to be able to live a better life. And just ultimately just love ourselves. I think that's just, there's a lot of things going on in the nation that are dividing us,
mm-hmm.
but we have to unite and love ourselves and be able to understand that tomorrow will be a better day.
That's beautiful. That's a perfect, perfect message. Thank you so much, Chris. Thanks so much for being on the show. Thank you for listening in, and catch us next time on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.